The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
The words are proper. In the words of Steve Voss, the American dream has become a nightmare. Fewer than one in five Americans feel as if they're living the American dream, and that according to a new survey by Hearth Insights, which surveyed about 2,000 people. That dream, of course, is a complex concept that involves a variety of factors. That according to Anthony Goshen, Hearth's chief executive officer. He says, but home ownership is still the most important element. Welcome to, I guess it's a Tuesday. And I say that because I'm still in la-la land. I had major oral surgery last week. For those of you who have got discerning ears, you can detect a little difficulty in speech. No, I haven't had a stroke. Just going through some issues. We'll get through it. So bear with us. Jeff Bennett here. The second hour of the National Intel Hour. In our segment entitled Protecting Your Wealth, and that is an arena we are going to get into very hard today, I strongly urge you to have a paper and pencil or paper and pen handy. Before we go any further in this program, well, I'm going to give you a few minutes to go ahead and make sure you've got that. You're going to want to take some notes during this program, and I'll let you know the important parts when we get there. And it's going to be fairly in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to give you some contact information. If you choose not to use it or don't need to use it, then you can throw it away. But if you need it, then you've got the information ready at hand. About 40% of Americans today do not own homes, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the reports, nearly 50% of millennials rent. Millennials have faced one of the worst recessions in American history, which we were told was over some 6 months after Barack Obama took office back in 2008. I'd be hard-pressed to find people who agree with that statement, because this recession has made it tough for people to find jobs, especially as older generations have delayed retirement. And the millennials have also had to deal with soaring student loan debt, stagnant wages. And of course, the soaring student loan debt is kind of a joke, because they may or may not graduate. When they do, they owe the money, but they find out that they can't get employed. And you're over on the housing side, the prices in specific. Factors such as development restrictions, increased demand for the existing housing stock, which increases the overall price. And I have found this very interesting. I badly want to get out of the home we're living in. It is a nice neighborhood. Unfortunately, Homeowners Association, and it's been, for the most part, well kept up. There's some issues the last couple of years, but they finally made a decision to fire the caretakers and bring some new people in. And yet the market value on this neighborhood has not recovered since 2008. And that means 9 years of a decline, a partial recovery. But the overall caliber of the people who are moving in here and renting or buying leaves much to be desired. Now, I'm sitting in a four-bedroom house, a moderate-sized lot, swimming pool, three-car garage, two living rooms for all practical purposes, a sizable, usable kitchen, two bathrooms, and fairly high ceilings and certain things we've updated. I would be hard-pressed in the home's current state to pull $235,000 out of this house for a home that 12 years ago we moved into at the cost of $320,000. So we're obviously quite upside down. Our equity is good, but certainly we've still lost nearly $100,000 in equity. And the problem is I'm looking at smaller homes with larger lots, some with pools, some without, in more desirable neighborhoods without homeowners associations, and I'm looking at $225,000. It's insanity, pure insanity. And yet, according to this survey we're discussing, owning a home still remains a vital goal for many. Two-thirds of the millennial renters view homeownership as important to the American dream. Millennials are 29% more likely than baby boomers to see a home as an achievement that reflects hard work, the work that they can't seem to get. And what's more, when asked to select the three most important elements of the American dream, respondents rated owning a home I love higher than any other option, including starting a family and finding a fulfilling career. Boomers are 16% more likely than millennials to think they're living at least some of the American dream, that according to the survey. But that's because baby boomers have had more time to build wealth and maybe invest in a home and find fulfilling careers. Many millennials are still struggling to launch their careers as what, a dishwasher at Denny's? And to be able to find a home. And because of it, of course, rentals have just keep going up and up and up. You would be hard-pressed in a reasonably decent neighborhood to get a two-bedroom apartment for less than $1,100 a month. And that does not include a garage. No, you're parking outdoors, maybe if you're lucky, under a carport-type covering. But you see, there are three threats which have put the American dream at risk in this country, particularly for millennials. Consumer debt, lack of financial literacy, and stagnant wage growth. Of course, tie that to the fact that we've got so many illegals and DACA dreamers taking up what few jobs seem to be available. I think all of these factors are tied together into a broader problem of people not feeling as if they have control of their financial future. Many people graduate high school and even college without a basic understanding of how the financial system works. Lack of education leaves Americans vulnerable to deferred interest schemes and other anti-consumer antics from the financial sector. But let's be honest, the marvelous Common Core mathematical system doesn't teach the proper education that's needed to understand basic finance. And so we can suggest people take the time to learn about basic finances, how to make rational decisions about this thing we call money today. Millennials who want to become homeowners could put themselves on a path to achieving it. When? When they're 60 years of age? It's a little late by then, my friends. Now, that's a little further than I was going to get into that commentary, but there's strong reason for it. Now, let's do a couple things. Let's give you some quick market updates for the day, and get ready because I'm going to give you that contact information, and you'll understand why later in the program, please. I'm going to give you some very hard education lessons today, and it's all based on a conversation I had with a good friend and a client named Jack out in California this morning. And he and I continue to have these conversations, pro and con. And he got my ire up, and I said, that's it. This is when I have to go for the gusto and educate the audience as to the garbage information that's being dispensed out there. It's time to put the falsehoods to rest. And I'm going to give you a clean, hard, no-nonsense education about certain things as relates to finance to some degree, but not in a Wall Street mannerism. So bear with me. Dow Jones Industrial was up 39, almost 39.5 points today to close at 22,370. S&P 500 was up nearly 3 at 2506. NASDAQ up nearly 7 points at 6461. So what happened to the metals? We are at this immediate moment in the after hours sitting at about $1,314.50 on gold. Over on the silver side, we're sitting at around $1,735. That is spot. I think we discussed last week the explanation of spot and what it really means, and why we as a general rule cannot buy at spot, because most of us are not buying massively large enough quantities, and in most cases, it's paper market purchases anyway. A quick thing, and I'm several days behind, but the latest piece that we've posted at our website, Kettle Moraine, preciousmetals.com. Kettle is spelled just like a pot and a pan and a kettle. K-E-T-T-L-E. Moraine is spelled M as in Mary, O-R-A-I, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. Kettle Moraine preciousmetals.com. That's one of the things you need to write down. You'll understand why shortly. Kettle Moraine is the official representative for RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, all things dealing with precious metals, gold, silver, copper, platinum, etc. And we are buyers, sellers, traders, and brokers of all of those items. The last post I did was 2 days ago. A very interesting one called the XUBS Trader. That's from the UBS Group, AG, has been accused by the U.S. of manipulating metals prices. This guy faces as much as 25 years in prison just on the most serious charge. And it's something you want to take a look at. Switzerland and Stanford, the man's name is Andre Flotron, who worked at the bank in Switzerland and Stanford, Connecticut. Second person publicly charged in this U.S. investigation. I'm not going to get into that story. Two reasons I give you the Kettle Moraine website address, and I don't keep it up as much as I would like to. Specifically this last week, I've spent a massive amount of time sleeping, a massive amount of time, at least at this stage, trying to speak clearly and succinctly and distinctly, which is not an easy thing to do. And it's not going to make it easier because we're going to have several breaks coming up, which are going to destroy every bit of what I need to do today. But I understand we've got to do it. I want to share this quote from you by Neil Borofsky, who said, "The suspicions that the system is rigged in favor of the largest banks and their elites, so they play by their own set of rules to the disfavor of the taxpayers who funded their bailout." And these are all true. It really happened. These suspicions are valid. On that website, you will be able to scroll down with contact information, both by an alternative phone number. We've got two phone numbers you can reach me at. And one of them, of course, is the number we've established specifically for RBN callers, which is 602-969-8691. 602-909-8691. The second number, which I'm going to probably suggest you use this evening after we're off the air, if you care to do so, is area code 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778. But on that website, kettlemoraineandpreciousmetals.com, there's also in bright red under the contact section. It's on the right-hand side of the page, and scroll down below a couple of pictures, etc. Our email address, gold, G-O-L-D, at kettlemoraineandpreciousmetals.com. That's the primary contact information you need. I suggest you write it down, hold on to it, whether it be for anything we may do this evening or at a later date. That's contact information, and this is amongst the ways you are going to be able to help yourselves It's also going to be one of the ways you're going to be able to support the work that we're endeavoring to do here at RBN. Now, having said all of that, let's move in a different direction. I want to start with some of the lies and some of the deceit. And I don't know how far away we are from our first break, but I guess we got, what, 3-4 minutes, something like that. And one of the first things that I began to learn when I entered this profession, as it were, as a metals broker, all had to do with the discussion of the Roosevelt gold confiscation of 1933. Now, this is a subject that has angered me because I, as I mentioned before, and we'll tell more about that story a little bit later, I began to buy silver at the age of 10. That is some 60 years ago, nearly. I began to buy gold 2 years later. Not easy to buy gold in 1960, as I mentioned before. You or the person you were with had to know somebody and be well cognizant of one another because everybody was looking over their shoulder at the ghost of Roosevelt. Everybody was of the belief, it's illegal to own gold, it's illegal to own gold. No, there were exceptions. And in Roosevelt's confiscatory policy, there was an exception that allowed an exemption for coin collectors. Now, I'm not trying to take you down the path to start getting you to buy numismatic gold coins. I'm not trying to make coin collectors out of anyone. I give you this brief introduction as to where we're going. What is a collector? A collector is someone who goes out and begins to do exactly that. They want to maybe build a complete collection of St. Gaudens $20 double eagles or $20 liberties or the $2.50 and $5 Indian gold pieces of the early 20th century. Or the ones, the $2.50, the $3, the $4 gold pieces, not to be the $3 gold piece was actually developed and minted for the purpose of doing business with the U.S. Postal Service because all the work at the Postal Service at that time was done in increments of three cents, $3, whatever the case may be. And that's the way it was for many, many years. $4 gold pieces were an anomaly. They tried to do something with it, but they never went anywhere except they became exceptionally rare and they're very valuable. Those are high-end collectibles. When Roosevelt issued the gold confiscatory policies, it's obvious that they were going to try to take further control of what the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 had done, which was to, in effect, make it so you and I could no longer walk into a bank and take a $20 bill and exchange it for a $20 gold piece. Gold was worth, within a few pennies, $18.75 an ounce when Roosevelt did the deal. Only about 25% of the people that owned gold coins in this country at that time turned it in. Now, if you were caught later with this contraband, you were subject to a $10,000 fine, a lot of money in 1933, or 10 years in prison, or maybe both. There was only one prosecution ever done. The guy was fined $1,000, never spent a day in jail. Now, that's the reality. But there was this paragraph that exempted collectors. See, most people out there were like you and I. You're going to shut up. You're going to keep your gold pieces. You're not going to tell anybody. I had a guy years ago bought a bunch of coins from me, and man, he went running back to his plant. Oh, you got to do business with this guy. He's going to help you save your life. And look at this coin I bought, and look at that coin, and I got these $20 gold pieces and these Indians, and I got this commemorative silver coins, etc. It wasn't long before his house was broken into and he was robbed because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. Stupid thing to do. One trusted relative, maybe. But you let him know if your stuff is ever stolen, it's because either he did it or opened up his big mouth and somebody else came and did it. So you've got to stay away from that kind of stuff. You buy it and shush. We'll be back with more of this story when we come back from the break, okay? Stay with us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Yo, baby, we be back. Oh, yeah, a little bit of Weeby action here. Jeff Bennett here, second set. Protecting your wealth. I realize for many of you, it's boring. For some of you, it's a concept. But there's been so much lies, so much deceit put out over the years that it's sickening. You have to remember the first company that I worked for professionally. I began in 1990, one of these companies that use the Bible and religion to con people out of massive amounts of money, and I fell for it for quite a while, until I began to read more and study more and realize that it was bunk. When they would get callers on the line calling in from the Salem Network, you know, oh, crying because they'd been told that gold was mentioned 700 times in the Bible, but the dollar was never mentioned. Therefore, it was the instrument of the devil, and they needed to shed themselves of that. And people would call in, and they'd be screaming and praying in tongues. And, oh, my God, it was a dog and pony show. And then when they were sued by an ex-employee, and we were called independent contractors, and getting ready to haul into court, the owner of the firm draw his attorney in to counsel some of we newer people. Well, I wasn't that new. I'd been there for a while, but I wasn't one of the strongest salespeople there because I was having a greater and greater difficulty playing the game. I was making an okay living, but nothing to break the bank with, okay? And when he sat there and counseled us, what they determined were more important impressionable individuals exactly how to testify that coming Monday. After the meeting was over, I walked into the manager's office and said, I'm done. I'm finished. Right now, I'm out of here. I will not perjure myself. You know as well as I do, what the man is asking us to do is lie through our teeth. And I'm not going to do it. Not for this company. And that was the end. I packed up my stuff and left. Well, the fact of the matter is, companies like that one and many others around the country, and part of this conversation comes out of, there's a program that used to, it still broadcasts on the Jones's network, Mr. Megaphone's network. And the host of that program for many years has recently passed away, but made arrangements for somebody else to either buy or take over her program. What this guy knows about precious metals and gold and silver and protecting your wealth, he may be a real nice Christian guy who believes it, doesn't believe it, or is just bunk. The information he's putting out is scary as hell because it smells of the same kind of stuff that I was being taught years ago. Stay away from bullion. Don't buy Canadian. Don't buy American gold eagles. And don't buy, you know, Mexican 50 peso ounces and this, that, and the other thing. The only thing you want to buy is old American historical gold. Oh, boy, I can smell it coming. Well, because to some degree, that's what Roosevelt's law said. Anything minted prior to 1933, and this was refined by 1954, anything minted prior to 1933 was exempt from confiscation if it was held in the form of a collection. Well, what is a collection? It's one of every different date, one of every different mint mark. If you were to call me today and say, Bennett, I've been listening to this guy, and he said I got to buy MS-64 $20 Liberties, certified, NGC, PCGS. So if you called some dealer and wanted to buy 20 of those, St. Gaudens maybe. Nine chances out of 10, you would wind up with 1924s or 1927s. The two most common dates that were ever available. And if you wind up buying 20 1924s or 20 1927s or a mix, that's not a collector. You become a hoarder. Now, that's the way the law is specified. By 1954, they altered the law to say not just American, but any gold coins minted prior to 1933 had historical value, therefore would remain exempt from confiscatory policy. But keep in mind, back in 1932, early 33, you could walk into any bank in this country. You could exchange a $20 gold piece. Those days disappeared with the advent of FDR. Stay with us. We're picking up on this story when we got back because it gets more interesting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down.
Hey, you're busted. You're busted. Yeah, that's what I like to think. A lot of these dealers out here and brokers should be busted. And I hate the lies. There's no need to tell lies. People understand that there's a need to have a financial umbrella, a safety net. I don't put gold and silver or platinum nor copper. Yes, I've got some amazing copper rounds. And it's going to be for the coming times. It's going to be for the lowest end of the lowest, not having to worry about change. You know, who's going to, are they going to give you change back? Or are they going to try to give you, phony Federal Reserve notes? What are you going to get in exchange if you need $50 worth of groceries and maybe a copper piece is worth 25, a copper piece is worth 20, 25 bucks? You give the guy two copper pieces, everybody's happy. But if you give the guy a piece of silver worth $100, what are you going to get in change? These are the reasons we buy this stuff, not because we're going to make a huge profit and turn into millionaires. That's not the reason the majority of us acquired metal. And so when I go back and look at these scare stories that these big rare coin firms sell people, look, I'd love to own, and I have in the past, several very high-grade semi-rarities of some American gold coinage for historical purposes, okay, as part of my collection. But the majority of what I want is as many ounces as I can acquire. Don't get scared. I don't care who you're listening to. I don't care who you've been dealing with. You, for those of you who have listened to me for any number of years, I don't get up here and hawk the rare coin pitch man stuff. Why? You grossly overpay. You remember years ago when Bob Chapman was here with us on the network on Tuesdays? And Bob and I had a real interesting situation, not an altercation. Bob had referred a client to me. The client called me and said, "Jeff, I'm so-and-so. I've been referred by Bob Chapman. And I, some years ago, had acquired a large sum of Mint State 64. Now, that's a grade of condition. Uncirculated coins, not truly a collectible. MS65 is the beginning of a collectible piece. But let's just say the Mint State 64 means they were never circulated. The lower the number in the circulation units mean they got little bag marks, things of this nature. And he'd acquired a lot of them. But the tax man came knocking on his door and said, Mr. So-and-so, Joe Blow, you owe us some money." So the customer needed to liquidate some stuff. Well, he went back to the lady in Pennsylvania that he originally had purchased from and said, "I need to sell X number of coins. I need to raise so much money." She said, "I'm not buying right now. I'm not buying those right now." Well, first and foremost, she is a broker, like I am. I'm not a coin shop. I don't have inventory sitting on the shelf that I peel off and ship to you. Every single order that we do for a client is drop shipped directly from our suppliers once we acquire your funds and get it over to them. And it saves time. It saves money, to be honest with you. And her problem was, is she did not want to admit to the guy that although gold at that time, spot gold was up $400 from when he'd originally bought from her, that he was still going to take a bloodbath. He was still upside down from what he had paid for those MS64 $20 Liberties. Certified, hermetically sealed in the, you know, with the reader and the bar scan, the whole nine yards. How can that be? So he calls Bob Chapman back, who, of course, is the one who had been on this woman's program. "Oh, yeah, that's the thing to get. That's the thing to get." Bob says, "Call Jeff Bennett." And Bob really didn't know much about me other than we'd done some radio programs together, and I guess Bob must have thought I was a straight shooter or whatever. Gentleman calls me Thursday, Friday. We struck a deal. I was able to handle his liquidation as a broker. And we had no problems. But he was appalled. He was still 30% upside down from what he had paid for those coins. Understand that when a supplier gets these coins, he's buying them for whatever the going wholesale or bid market rate is at the time. He's then turning around and making, you know, he's marking them up. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's marking them up at least 40% over what he paid for them. Okay, well, no, not the supplier. The supplier turns around and makes 10, maybe 15%. Maybe $50, maybe $100, maybe $150 a coin when he sells to me or to any other broker in the country. And most brokers would take in Mint State 64 and mark it up at least 40%. That's 40%. My God, if you walk into a place to buy a furniture, you'd be appalled to pay that kind of a markup, and you'd fight it six ways to Sunday. Now, I got the guy as fair a price as I possibly could. He calls Bob Chapman to report. Bob calls me at home on a Saturday. Bob never calls me at home, ever. One time he made the phone call. "Jeff, it's Bob Chapman. I just heard from Joe Blow. What the heck happened here?" And I explained to Bob the story as I just explained it to you. But I said to Bob, "Bob, I don't purport to be an expert in your field. Please don't try to be an expert in mine." And I explained to him a little bit about the scams with the whole rare coin business, etc. Pseudo rare coins, those aren't rare coins. They're common as the day is long. And I guarantee you that if the supply tightened up, they'd come out with a few more bags out of Europe and they'd, you know, send them off to the graders and say, "Look, we need, here's a bag that's got X number of gold pieces. We need 20% of them to be MS65s and some to be 63s. The grading companies get paid to grade coins. Years ago, I had some exquisite MS-64 St. Gaudens. Not a lot of them, two or three of them. Those same coins would grade Mint State 66 today. They haven't improved in condition. The grading services lowered their standards, period. Why? Because all of a sudden everybody would be resubmitting their really high-grade, beautiful, exquisite, mark-free, copper-stain-free $20 gold pieces, and if they could jump two grades in condition, my God, at that time you'd have gone from, you know, $1,400, $1,500 a coin to a coin that was all of a sudden worth $5,000. So it became a little bit of a scam. That's why I don't take people down that path. It annoys me. In many cases, I'll say, look, you want raw gold. If you believe in the buy old American gold pieces, it doesn't mean you got to get taken to the cleaners. There's no point in doing it. Okay? If you were to call me today and say, Jeff, I want to buy some $10, roughly half ounce American gold coins, pre-1933. I don't want to buy rarities. I just want simple, plain old gold because it is non-reportable. It is, as the law states today, still non-confiscable. Most people say non-confiscatable, but that's an improper use of the word. They're roughly half an ounce. Remember, the old coins that were meant for circulation were unlike the bullion coins of today. They're not four nines fine or whatever the case may be. The amount of net gold content in a, let's say, a $10 Liberty. Liberties were struck up until 1907 when the St. Gaudens and the Indian gold coins begin to come into play. We're talking late 1800s. We're not talking rare by any stretch of the imagination. Now, gold, as of the beginning of this program, was what, 1313, 1314, with spots somewhere in that area. If you come to me today, in most cases, I would say, tell you what we can do. I can get you some raw, circulated $10 Liberty gold coins. Probably $701, somewhere in that area. Roughly a half ounce. What, you want to do some comparison? Go take a look at what the half ounce gold eagle is costing you. Considerably more than that. The smaller the bullion coin gets, the massively higher the premium becomes. You know, my cost alone to buy a quarter ounce gold eagle, I think right now is running 7.25% over melt. You get down to the tenths, it's 10 or 11%. That's my cost. So let's take a look at some alternatives. So we take a look at a $10, roughly half-ounce gold piece, 0.48375 of an ounce of net pure gold, all pre-1933. In fact, they're all pre-1907. And I can get you the raw pieces, just circulated coins. Maybe they're VFXF, that means very fine or extra fine. I've always hated that terminology. Very fine to the average person out there means that is an exquisite, beautiful specimen. It's not. On a scale from 1 to 70, it rates a 20. 70 being perfect, a 2 being there's nothing left of it. It's like a slug. XFs, extra fine, that takes us up to a grade of 40. So they're not real high on the spectrum. They've had more. But in this grade, the FF to XF, everything is readable. Where it was minted, more than likely, all the design work, all the lettering on the coin, it's all readable. But I can get raw ones. And like I said, somewhere around $701 a coin right now. It becomes interesting because in talking to one of my suppliers this morning, he said, Jeff, why in the world would you do that? There's only a $4 difference, and this is after everything I've said to you, to get the Mint State 61. Now, that is actually worth it. It right now, you know, years ago, there was a $700, or about a $300 difference between a raw uncirculated versus an MS-61. Right now, it is a buyer's market for this stuff. A buyer's market. Now, part one of our offering today, and I've got a long way to go here in 15 minutes, so stay with us here. Part one of our offering, and I gave you all the contact information earlier tonight. RBN's phone number, you know, to reach me directly through Kettle Moraine Precious Metals, the official brokerage firm firm for the benefit of RBN. That phone number is 602-909-8691. But nine chances out of ten, I can't answer directly. I have not had the time to get the voicemail set up in it. So I'm going to give you my alternative number. And you let me know that you heard this program tonight on RBN. Don't pick up the phone and call now because you want to hear all of this. You can call me at 623-327-1778. 623-327-1778. If you get through to me direct, that's great. I'm just going to answer the phone. Good evening, this is Jeff. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say, Catamaran, RBN, but nothing. Just, good evening, this is Jeff. If you get the voicemail, don't leave a long, lengthy message. Just say, Jeff, I heard the program tonight. I'm interested. Please call me back. But there's one more caveat to this, so bear with me. 705 a coin. Okay? However, there's a minimum of 5 coins in this package that I can do. I can't do a single coin, not at this price. A 5-coin package will cost you $3,545 delivered. And you compare that once again in raw condition with a difference of only $4 a coin. Believe me, it is worth that $4 a coin. Even though I, for the raw, I'd like them to roll the whole nine yards, but that minimal $4, do you know how much it costs to get those things certified? Walk into a coin shop and say, I got this 1909 SVDB penny. I want it certified. There's a $35, $45 charge to get that thing graded. You're coming out ahead in the deal. All right? That's part one of our offering tonight. But like I say, don't make a call. Also, you can email. Let me know. Yeah, Jeff, I'm interested. I want to talk to you. And leave your phone number on there, a name and a phone number, and I will call you back later. But we're down to about 12, 13 minutes, and I got to move forward. Now, hang on to that information, because there's two more parts to this story. The first of which is a story I've shared with you before, on and off over the years that I've been at RBN, on and off. At the age of 10, my grandfather says, come on, we're going down to the bank. Okay, cool. Didn't tell me why. We walk into the bank. He said, now go and see the bank manager. Bank manager, blah, blah, blah. I want to do this, that, and the other thing. Bank manager takes my grandfather and I into a vault. Now, keep in mind, this is a man that in 1933, he was born in, what, 1903? So he was 30 years of age. Had gold coins. Had St. Gaudens. Had Liberties. Which I did not see until the 1960s when he finally showed them to me. He didn't turn his stuff in, but he shut up about it, and he still had them. And he still had them when he died in the 1980s. So we go into the bank vault, and we're sitting there. Pretty soon, this guy walks in with a bag of coins. This is one heavy sucker. Opens it up. It's full of peace dollars. You remember those beautiful old big, bulky, heavy silver dollars. Up to 1964, you could still spend those silver dollars getting an oil change, going in to buy a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk and probably a little bit more. Peace dollars. And we sat there, and we did this on and off throughout the summer. We'd go in there maybe once a week, every 2 weeks, go through these bags, hand select each coin, stack them by date of the coins we want, and I began to learn how to read and how to grade, if you will. Well, gee, wait a minute, 1958, 59, 60 through 64, those things were worth, somebody's calling from a 212 area code right now. If you're listening, it's too early to catch me. They might be leaving a message. How much do those peace dollars cost us from the bank? $1, one paper dollar for each peace dollar. That's pretty astounding. Peace dollars were minted from 1921 to 1935. But remember, they were not a bullion coin. They had hardeners in them. They had a degree of copper. They had some other metals. You had a little over 3/4 of an ounce of net pure silver content in those coins. Okay? The second part of our option tonight, and I'm roughing spot at about $17.40. And if markets are down in the morning, we're going to get a lower price. If the markets are up in the morning, we may get a higher price. I'll actually get a hold of this supplier and lock some things in. $20.25 per coin, but they come in rolls of 20 coins per roll. It's a minimum of 5 rolls. But here's the other problem. Only 2 of these packages are available. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. I have somewhat unlimited access to this. 100 coins. You want 2 packages, 5 packages, 10 packages. We can fill that order. But if you start thinking about buying that many, we're going to do a little bit more diversification for your benefit, not mine. So you're talking, including shipping, $2,045 for 100 pieces. Shipping runs $20 per order, okay? So you divide that $2,045 by the 100. Yeah, your gross expenditure is $20.45, which, by the way, if you went to AppMex right now, you'll be paying about $20.82 per coin. So you're saving about $57 by buying through us. AppMex is a huge company, and I can beat their prices. Okay? That's part two. Once again, you've got our contact information, 602-909-8691. But my other number is going to probably be the best one for tonight, 602-799-8214. Our email through the website, kettlemoraineprecious metals.com. You can reach me at gold@kettlemoraineprecious metals.com. You'll understand why in a minute. We're going to have a little bit of a time limit on this issue for a combination of reasons. One of my suppliers, I can lock in tonight. The other two items, I cannot lock in till morning. But I may be able to get a hold of my guy and shake a stick at him a little bit, okay? So here's the third option, and here's why the third option. And unfortunately, time is going to limit us because I want to do a little bit of establishment for why I want to hit you with this third option. One of the people I have the greatest respect for in the writing about precious metals, Hugo Salinas Price. Hugo has been the most amazing proponent of precious metals ownership. He is Mexican. He's continued to keep us up, and this is one of my favorite metals, the Mexican silver pieces. I love the old Libertads. I hate to say it, they frankly turn me on. The design of the new one is just a little too clean, a little too whatever. The old ones had art to them. They were gorgeous. Didn't matter. They both weighed an ounce. And one of the things that is coming out more and more, and this is as of today I received this, there has been more very positive debate in the Mexican Congress on this proposal to monetize the Mexican 1 ounce silver Libertad coin. They don't call it a bullion coin. They call it a coin. And this debate is taking place or took place during a forum for the, quote, promotion of savings for Mexicans. Let me tell you something. If Mexico finally makes the decision to get off their butt to enter the real economic world, and they decide to monetize their silver Libertad coins, it is going to have severe impact on the silver market and price. And it's going to be up, not down. Now, having said that, and that's as far as I'm going to have the time to get into tonight, let me share with you that one of the places I happen to be looking at right now, once again, AppMex. You know, you start looking at paying some pretty high prices for these. Now, here is the one caveat that I've got. One of my suppliers, and this is where I've gone for these coins for years. Keep in mind, Mexican Libertads, unlike the American Eagle silver coin, which is a beautiful coin. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying here's an alternative to those. The Mexican Libertad comes 25 coins per roll. I've got exactly 200 1 ounce Mexican silver Libertads available at this price. That's not a huge number. Okay, $21.15 each, but that's a minimum roll of 4 rolls of these coins. That gets you the 100 ounces, 100 pieces. Your cost, including delivery, $2,140. That's coming from a different supplier. I may lose a little bit on it, West Coast delivery versus East Coast delivery. Hopefully it'll balance out. That is a $25 shipping on that particular package, but that's inclusive of the $2,140. Compare it with AppMex at the time that I put this pricing together. We were $65 lower than APMEX. But there's only 8 rolls available. That means 2 packages. Now, for 2 lucky investors tonight who finally said, now I get it, now I understand, I want to move into this, you can take a look at package number 1, which is only the gold. Package number 2, which is the U.S. peace dollars. The gold only is $35.45 delivered. The peace dollars is the package of 100 units for $2,045 delivered. Or the Mexican Libertad. And unfortunately, only 2 packages of those are available. And that's $2,140. The first 2 people that call that said, I want all 3 of them, are going to get all 3 packages for $7,700. That's not a huge save, but it's another $30 off the individual breakdown. And it's all based upon the shipping situation. There's 2 different suppliers involved with this. So the Libertads are going to be coming from 1 location. The peace dollars and the gold pieces would be coming from a singular location back east. Now, do you understand why I gave you the information I gave you tonight as far as all the contact information you'll need? I hope you've picked up. I hope you understand. I see positive things for the Libertads. I certainly see look, the whole thing with the peace dollars. I used to pay a buck. A dollar is what it cost me to buy them. And the darn things are worth over $20 a piece right now today. And that's the ones that are not even as good a shape as the ones my grandfather and I handpicked out of the bag in 1958, 59, 60, etc. Wow, seems to me like if you'd have hung on to a bunch of those peace dollars back 1958 to 63, 64, etc., you'd be sitting on a nice fine piece of change. And you know what? Inflation wouldn't have bothered you in the least. You'd have withstood it. You'd have grown above it. But why do we buy gold? Why do we buy silver? Is it to make $1 million? It's so that we can survive, so we can care for our families. All these poor people in earthquakes and hurricanes, etc. Well, maybe unfortunately they had to get out of Dodge too fast and they weren't able to take any of their goods with them. The gold they could have taken with them. And when they got 100, 200, 3 miles out of town, they could have cashed in a gold piece and had the ability to feed their families instead of standing in line at a soup line or begging to God to get into Joel Osteen's tabernacle. No, thank you. I don't want that kind of help. I want to be able to stand on my own 2 feet, and I suspect most of you do as well. Tonight, 602-799-8214. This is Kettle Moraine, Precious Metals. We are the exclusive broker and representative for the Republic Broadcasting Network with all things in the metals industry. Call us, email us. But you know what? You better get on it right now because I don't think the Libertads are going to last. Only 2 packages there. Give us a call. For somebody who's got no damn teeth right now, I've had a lot of fun here for this hour. I hope you've learned something out of it. Any questions about anything we've talked about? That's why I'm here all day, every day. And unfortunately, very late into the night. You take care of yourselves. Lord willing, I'll see you Thursday. And one way or the other, yeah, I'll be back. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Pettit. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.